You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at the weekend is Heather Henley of the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
Also with us is Tanya Milton of the Savannah Tribune. Hi, Tanya.
Hello there.
And it's a beautiful spring weekend. We're kicking things off this weekend with a bit of Savannah history.
On Friday at 5:30 p.m., head to Lafayette Square, where the Georgia Historical Society will be celebrating Mary Musgrove and her significance to Savannah, a really important colonial figure. She's going to be getting her own marker dedication. And so it's always nice for the community to come out. And obviously, in a historic city like this, we want to show the Historic Society that we appreciate their work, right?
Yeah. And you can also learn a little more about history on Saturday as well.
Of course. I love the Davenport House. Jamie Cradle, the director there, gives really fun early bird walking tours, starting out at the Davenport House at 8 a.m. So head over there. I think it's a couple mile walk around the historic district, and she'll point out all the sites. And then I think there's some treats in their garden afterward.
Awesome. Also, on Saturday morning, you can take a walk or a run.
Take a walk or a run. Get up early Saturday morning. We've got the March of Dimes walk. That's going to start in Daffin Park, and that starts at 6 a.m. And if you're not registered, get registered, because it's all for the babies. And then following the march, well, not following, actually, they are going simultaneously. If you don't do Daffin Park, you can head down to Ellis Square and join the Susan Coleman Run, and that's all for the breast cancer. We've got so many issues going on, but the runs are always healthy. Good. There's always good snacks and fun, and it's a good camaraderie time.
Good time to raise funds for the research that helps people with these conditions.
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
And when you're talking to babies and March of Dimes.
It makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, hopefully Saturday is as beautiful and sunny as the forecast predicts, because we've got even more outdoor Saturday events in Forsyth Park.
Yeah, head to Forsyth Park from 11 to 4. It's the 38th annual SCAD Sidewalks Arts Festival. And I mean, the creations that the students and alumni make, it's really amazing. And you can just walk the entire park, and you can kind of spend the day there and watch them as they make them. Or I kind of like to head out afterward and avoid the crowd a little bit and just kind of check out all the artwork once it's done, because it really takes over the whole park, and it should be a beautiful day for a walk and some art.
Also a beautiful day to spend in a garden.
Absolutely. The Coastal Georgia Botanical Gardens, a beautiful space that I love. This is the Birds, Bees, and Blooms Festival. It's from 8 to 3 Saturday. And there's going to be, obviously, you can check out everything in the garden. There's going to be talks about gardening, birding, plein air artists, and an exhibit, and a plant sale. So you can take some things home.
Wow,
take the garden
great.
Home with you.
Yeah, start your own
that.
Garden.
Of course, mine won't live long.
I know.
I have the same problem.
Me
but
too.
We can go enjoy the plants that they take beautiful care of.
The plants that professionals take care of and keep alive.
Yes. But there's going to be some experts. Maybe they can help us with our non-green thumbs.
Finally, Tanya, there's some great music to close out the weekend.
Oh, yeah. On Sunday, we've been actually celebrating Duke Ellington all month. It's his birthday. But on Sunday, Coastal Jazz will present the tribute to Duke Ellington, and it's at the ballroom at the Westin, and you have the Savannah Jazz Orchestra with special guests. And that will be an awesome time.
Well, Tanya Milton of the Savannah Tribune, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And Heather Henley of the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, ladies.
You
will do.
Well.